Hashlamatis Masei Vayintof Reish Dalet. You mean the bracha right there? You drink. So from the paragraph, who beside a kosef acht litzara yulad? Ach is the no trikon of frey a chodesh av. She chodesh hazeh noilad litzara. Chmanson b'hoya b'olav sorry hoya esav harasha tomid mechape metzape. This is the month that Esav is a shlita on. K'moish ame yikru yimei evil ovi. Evil ovi is the avedus of chodesh av. V'oz and then b'hargas Yaakov achai hainu b'ach sheli hu achodesh av. Because ach is Rosh Tevis chodesh av. So he says, Yikru yimei evil avi. Yikru yimei evil avi. The avelus of Chodesh Av. And then v'hagas Yaakov Ochi. Now those ba'ach, meaning Chodesh Ach, is Roshtev's Chodesh Av, or Chodesh Av. But Kamoish also learned, like he was Matzliach, Chachman and Slama, v'nisein Rabbim, Shnech Rabbi, v'samigim. V'samigdash, v'rishim, v'shein, v'gola, v'nisrael. V'zeh, murmurs, gamkin, ba'ach, shon, v'trikin, elef. Chamishi, ki agolos eschul b'soi v'le revi, v'oye b'chol aluf chamishi, shu yisoi d'gam kerem soi v'nisohoid, kol yim tovo. V'mishika gzeir, p'aldi gzach, lo yoy rak ala elef chamishi, chamishi, v'ze nisar kal kach ala elef chamishi, ze einu tzad gzeir, tzad nikos the ikub of tshuva. So also we come to the moment of Yisod. That is the ikub of tshuva. Tshuva has to do with Av. Moshiz v'zayah kodesh. Every day would be the zman of the Kitzah Gdula. First read and we'll discuss. Reuben was the Roish L'chol HaBad Yitshuva. V'lechein Yitzha, k'she Yov HaMashiach, when Mashiach comes, Yov Yitchilu L'shev Reuben. First Mashiach will come L'shev Yit Reuben, M'chakach L'shah Shvot, and then Mashiach will come to the other Shvot. Reuben was called first. Koydim shashvatim. Come on, can him yigalu koydim. The gula. Zem ruz mash omer. V'nachnu nicholitz chushim. Chushim is oisis Mashiach. Etzlem yemai bis Mashiach koydim shashvatim. Kol ze machna shu Reuben oirosh lebali tshuva. Reuben was the roish lebali tshuva. Gula tiyed tuliy betshuva. Zem rumes ber Reuben shu oir ben. We're going to discuss the oimik over here. We're going to go oimik. Rumes la oir shemel chamashiach. She's galat chila neshev Reuben shu yachelke bechutz laaretz. Mevayadin, Shu Khinas Hashem Ben, Shaboilam Asiya. Koim Shizgal Shashvatim Shoy Bevetz Mitzrayim, Shavira, Bevetz Yisrael, sorry, Shavira Detzrael Mach, Soit Chochma, Shabesoit Shem Abshat Sinus. That's the Shem Avai Bemidlo Yudim. Lachin Arichas Agolos, Arichas Akates, Toli Bitshuva, Shem Osu Tshuva Yisrael, Tshuva Shleim, Miyado Yigoyalem. So, what we see here, Chodesh Av. Esav is a shlita b'chodesh av. So what came first, kilo? Why did Esav choose Chmanis Mashvat kilo? Whenever Esav would have chosen, could have been a chol mezamei kilo. What's the bar to be? What's the kesher? What's the kesher between chodesh av and tshuva? Chodesh av is the man of chorban, and the golus is so long because of the ikuv of tshuva. Mashiach is going to come first to Reuven, so he started tshuva. Reuben took his chedek by Eva Yad, and what's going on over here? Kenzan is a moedik yisod. Tshuva is shayach only to an av ben relationship. To a melech eved relationship is not shayach tshuva. If he threw you out and he takes you back in, it's not a tshuva. It's a na'ezach. Where's my raya? Hashiveinu avinu, v'korveinu malkeinu. Doesn't say Hashiveinu Malkeinu. Doesn't say Korveinu Avinu. There it says Hashiveinu Avinu and Korveinu Malkeinu. To an Av, you're always coming back. You never really lost the Kesher. Who can break a relationship between a ben and an av to such a degree that when the ben is going to come back, it's going to be kid who's coming back for the first time. It happened once in history. Who's called the Ben of Yitzchok? Who's a biological father and a biological son? Who's not called a son? No. Kibi Yitzchok yikar l'chazera v'loy kol Yitzchok. Esav. He lost the Av-Ben relationship. Kibi Yitzchok yikar l'chazera v'loy kol Yitzchok. He's not called the Zer of Yitzchok. Esav is a musuk of somebody that became Ois Av. His father to him became Ois Av. And therefore you see Moedik Azach. You see when he asks his father, Noir de Kapsukim, Borcheni Ovi, Borcheni Ovi. He lost it. So what's the clip of Esav? Moedik Azach. Esau tries to take away the avos that Kodesh Baruch has to us. We are Zera Yaakov. So those two, and he lost it. He was Nekar. And he tries to be Oikas as well. Chodesh Av is a Chodesh that's called Av. Why is it called Av? The reason why the Chol Mitzvah Midrash and everything happens in Chodesh Av is to teach us that even Kodesh Baruch threw us out, even Kodesh Baruch destroyed the Batei Mikdash. When we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Hashava. It's not a new thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Av. It's a Matzav of Hashiveinu Avinu Lasar Asach. That's the matzav. It's the matzav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming, calling us back like a father calls back a child. And that's why he can't be soivel. Because he lost that nekuda. So that's why he tries to be shoylet on the Chodesh of Av. And he tries to be shoylet on the hargosha of a yid, that a yid is the ben of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he puts yiyush into the yid. That you did averus, it's clearly you never had a kesher. Kid, you never had the kesher. A kid, he tries to push Klal Yisrael. I bring you a mamish amori de karaya that tshuva and avos have to mamish go together, because Sfasema says that the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yidin during the week is like an eved and a melech, and the relationship of on Shabbos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael is like an av and a ben. Shabbos is the Russian tashuv, then you can do tshuva. If you want to do tshuva during the week, you have to be mamshich kedusha Shabbos. Yeah. But Shabbos is a man of tashuv. Why? Because it's a relationship of an av and a ben. Azim kim tzrik, the son comes back. And if it comes, he doesn't come back. Melech Olam will have mercy on him. Say, start again. Start all over again. The tshuva is the biggest haychacha. Tshuva means to return, to come back. Tshuva is the biggest hachacha that Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father. Famous Gemara and Brachas, Tanya, Omer, Mishmol, and Elisha, Hamachas, Nechnasti, Lefnai, Velefnim, and Yom Kippur, the day of Tshuva and Kapara, Reisek, Asri, El Kashem, Tzvokas. Omer, Ali, Yishmol, Beni, ואומר לי ישמעאל בני, ואומר לי כאילו בחני, לא, ישמעאל בני, היינו מסתם מנזים. On the day of tshuva, if tshuva is going to work, it's only because the Rebbein Shlomo is our father. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosim. It's a Zman of Tshuva. It's a Zman of Tshuva, it's a Zman of Hashem. Back to our Father. Chodesh Av is a Chodesh with all the Gerishim and with all the Middles Adin that was shared and Kali Shrout throughout the Doiris. It's a Zman of coming back. However bad it was, Melech and Adin, he throws him out of the house, finished, 2 seconds. You knock on the door, you're coming back a new person, I don't know you. Start from the lowest rank again. Klal Yisrael, however bad it is, however shver it is, however noir and noiras it is, it's always going to be a hashava. It's always going to be a hashivino. So Reuven was maschil b'tshuva. So the Reuven is the one who's showing, who's megala, that even berichuk, it's still an av relationship. Eretz Yisrael is the paltron shel melech, man Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael. Reuven is the eva yaden. Reuven wants to be in the eva yaden. Reuven wants to show the Yid. Eva yaden, what's the word of eva yaden? Eva yaden is not chutz laaretz, right? It's the gabi halachas, the eva yaden is yemuchuv, the rabbanon, right? It's not chutz laaretz. Meaning, you've never really left Eretz Yisrael. In certain nekudas, you have left, if it makes a difference between the derais and the rabbanon, and between the sofik chumra, sofik kula, sofik lahokel. You haven't left. So Reuven wants to show that even when you're outside, you're not betzem outside. That nekuda, even when you're outside, you're not betzem outside. It's Reuven's nekuda. He was pesach b'tshuva. Reuven b'choyri koychi rachis oini. Yaakovina says, "We went b'choyr. You're the rachis oini." With Reuven, we have a feeling of avos, of ava, and ava and ben. That's the tshuva. Ever we think of doing tshuva to Reuven Shalom, we have to think of Reuven Shalom Hashiveinu. Bring us back. Doing tshuva. Forget. Tshuva alone is the greatest chesed. Tshuva alone is the word tshuva alone is the greatest ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, do tshuva, tshuva elai. For tshuva eleichem, Baruch Hashem is telling us that you're returning, you're not starting again. I'm your father. Zochidish Av. That was the kohuna. It says Aaron HaKohen was a Shushvin, that there was a Shushvin, the Matronisa of Aaron HaKohen was the Matzah, was Makari of the Yid. When's Aaron HaKohen's Yotzeit? Aaron HaKohen's Yotzeit is the Chodesh Av. The only Yotzeit that's written in the Torah. His Yotzeit was Chodesh Av. His Yotzeit of Chodesh Av was, he was the one who showed the Yid and come back. Come back, come back. He made every Eid feel a Ben Bais. You're coming back home. Ben Bais in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, he was a priest and a carver in the Torah. That was the koyach of Kona. That was the koyach. We still belong here. Came to the Beis Hamikdash. He felt, we still belong here. Ben Bais. The Kohen Gadol was like a Ben Bais. Shmuel Bani Bachini. Shmuel loves us like a child, like an Av and a Ben. And that's when Chodesh Av, we can be piled with tshuva, we can be piled at such a high month. It's a month where it's Nizgalat, like a Shmuel is Av to us. This is one of Hashivim. So Meila, therefore, that's why he's saying that Reuven was the Rosh Hashuva, and that's what he's saying. The Reuven is Ar the Ben. He brings the aura of the Ben. The Ben is El Masiya, Pikabal. The Ben is the lowest target, it's the dark of El Masiya, and it's the lowest Madrega. It's Ben. He's still a Ben. Still Meva, Yoni Meva Yadin. Yad of Eretz Yisrael, you're still Meva Yadin. Once you're completely out, the gear is to get back in. You're not completely out. However far you go. Avad Bishachota Yisrael. Because Yisrael is the name of us being children of Kadosh Baruch. B'ni B'chayir Yisrael. Avad Bishachota Yisrael. It's the koich. It's the koich of Chodesh Av. Atzmius is a child who's nizgal of Mishulchan Olive. A child is away from the parent, like Yaakov Avinu. Can't forget. And because you can't forget, it's behechrich, it's the kesher is still alive. Gzeir min ha-meis shetishtakach min ha-leiv. It's for Chazal Seva, Yaakov Avinu, he knew Yosef, or whatever, it must have been Yosef's life, because there was no shikha over there. If there's no shikha over there, then he can't be dead, because it's the meis is mishtakach min ha-leiv. We can't forget the Ruvain Shlein. All the matzovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Therefore, we can come back. He says over here, "Alkein la yochel melchama b'Yaakov ben Esav." It says, "Alkein la yochel ben Yisrael is gidah noshe." Es Tisha B'Av gidah noshe. Noshe means to forget. It's kinashani elikim. It brings the Zohar Kodesh. It says. Called a nosha, Hashem shemansha lebar nash mipolchani demore. Makes people forget. Makes ham shaknas adam avoidas aboyer. Makes people forget about avoidas aboyer. An eved and a melech. There's only one thing the eved wants to forget. Give me a break. Let me not think of the master for a minute. Let me be misiach das. But ben and an av, you can never forget. And don't forget home. Esau makes us try to forget. He's ma'oyer on the Av Ben relationship between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Amalek. Amalek tries to break the Av and Ben relationship. Avdad that we don't forget. Avdad that Napoleon stopped in the shul and he saw the Eden crying after 1500 years. You haven't forgotten all this? It's ancient. How comes you're still so vivid? Because we still miss home. If you still miss home, then that's your home. It's an Av-Ben relationship. That's the Gidah Noshe. So it's a big chizuk, Erev Chodesh Av. To go into the month of Av, to realize that even in our Moed Geshiflus, Rabban Shalom is still in Av. Rabban Shalom, we don't forget you. Rabban Shalom, we're not Messiah Das from you. It should be Mahara B'Tshuva. Zerchabeizah Shemizbarach the Avos and the Ava Shemizbarach to the Yom Shekulei Shabbos and the Ava and the Avos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come back in Mitzvah Shem Shemizbarach to a Tshuva Shleima to a Gula Shleima Meir B'Yameinu Amen. That's also the rishis of Amalek. You want to be Mo'er Kitrug, you go to the Melech and you're Mo'er Kitrug, one of his ministers, one thing. But to try to break a kesher between an Av and a Ben, so you're destroying both of them. you're malshin on a melech about his evet, say to kill him. You're malshin an av again about his ben, he'll be noikim you. You're starting up against him. That's the rishus of Amalek. That's the rishus of Esav. He's ma'oyer on the av ben, on the av ben relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a big rishus. The cave is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the pain. The lashon of Amalek is midor dor. Right, the last two words of the parasha, midor dor. There's no dors. We remain bonim atem Hashem lekech. Mordechai took all those thousands and thousands of children. Why did Dafka take children? It's the most pitiful sight. It's a man homecoming and sees tens of thousands of Yiddish kinderlech upgerissen from the thing. You see the Nazis, Yedua, the Nazis, Yimachshamom, Zichron. They had an Indian to Dafka to kill the kids in front of the parents. They used to heard from what's his name? He came to Mevaseret one week when I was living there. What's his name again? He wrote a book. Birnbaum. He was an American soldier, went and he saw a boy at one of the rescues. He said that they hung the father, and then they put him on a stool, kilu and a standing, and then they pulled the stool away. They made the son pull the stool away, killing his father. To kill his father. The son didn't want to do it. And then they're going to kill the son. The father begged the son, take the stool away. Let me die and spare yourself. Alai Rishas, Azar Zorius. Shein Gudugmas, Rav Guzman said that Rav Guzman was very strong. He killed Nazis via dime. Rav Guzman from Netzach Yisrael. And he said there's one thing that broke him. He said he saw the Nazis pulling children out of their mothers, throwing them up in the air and shooting them, and killing them in the air in front of their mothers. What's the cheshbon? The Nazis, Yimach Shemim, had a cheshbon for everything. Do you know what the cheshbon is? The cheshbon is that they don't have a father. Esav, Ashkenaz. Ki be Yitzchok yichav lechozera, lo yikol Yitzchok. So either they ma'oyer that nekuda in Ruchnius by being machshelas, or when they come bepoil, when they come bepoil, they do that bepoil, and they try to uproot the whole kesher of a ben and an av. Because that's what they don't have. That's their rishus. It's not just the pain of it, it's the pain of the earth. It's they want to tear us. They want to tear children away from parents. And ba'oymek, they want to tear Klal Yisrael away from their Rabban Shleil. And just like it's the worst tsar for parents to see the child being schlepped away from them, is that's. That's the tsar. That's the tzad the Rabban Shlalim has when the Amalek Yimach Shemam tries to tear Klal Yisrael away from the Rabban Shlalim. Shemzorich and Hashem to the Mechiyas Amalek. Shemzorich and Taka. There shouldn't be any more Menias. We should take a feel. Have the Kirbis of the Kim of Hashiveinu Avinu Lassar Secho. And Shemzorich and Bachasreinu Mishub Hashleim Lafanecha Rehem Yemeinu Omri. For coming in, if you will. Hope it was worth it. It's not a din, it's not a middas adin de kezach. You know, do tshuva or else. So, Rav Shlom saying, you can still come back for care. Do tshuva, you can still come back. It's the biggest ava gedola. It's the biggest ava gedola. Biggest ava gedola. The Malik's Makatrig and Eden the whole time. Homon was a listen Bisha Kahoman. They speak Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael. They want to break out of Kesha with their Banshlan. Shouldn't be a Ben and an Av. They want their Banshlan to be a Melech of us. And then, we're not good Avodim. What's the Gemara over there in Kiddushin? Afal Pisha, Tem thing. Bonim Soyrim, Bonim Atem Lashem Alekechem. Even if you do, you know what Gemara I'm talking about? Gemara in Kiddushin. Bonim Mashchisin. You'll be called all of that. You know, there's a thing. Bizman Shisrael Eisen Shen Shemokin, they're called Abonim. Bizman Shein Eisen Shen Shemokin, they're called Avadim. Then the other one says, no, they're always called. You have a tissue? They're always called Bonim. Even if they're called Bonim Mashchisim, they're called Bonim Dus, they're called Bonim Yens. They're always called Bonim. Because we're always called Bonim, therefore we can always be Chayzer B'Tshuva. After Chodesh Av comes El, Mal Tshuva. People forget. You have to be Mekasha, the Chodesh of Tshuva, to Av. Because Rebbe Shimon's our Tata, that's why he wants us to do Tshuva. El and Tishri come after Av. Not because he's the Melech and he wants to smack us. He's the Av. The whole Tshuva, huh?
Dafka after, if you're the Kesha, then you're going to.
Yeah. Dafka after is in Zgalit. He's our Av, so then it's coming back. Before we feel an Av, there's nothing to come back for. Purim's a Yom Tov for the Kinderlach. Kids like dressing up all the whole Indian. This is the Yom Tov. All Klal Yisrael a Kinderlach. Shlema should bring him to Hashem to the Gula Shlema. Zah Rosha. Did it to Esav, did it to himself. He wanted always to be, he was born Asuk, he never wanted the child relationship. So he lost it. Esav was Asuk. It wasn't like a young child being gained from his parents. So he just loses. He lost it. Yeah.